You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, we're going to talk about tips for working from home. We've touched upon this topic in the past, and the reason why I think it's so important to repeat is because more and more of you guys are actually quitting your full-time jobs and being able to work from home. Or I got messages from a couple of people told me that we're able to get remote positions. So they're still working for someone, but they're able to travel the world and really work from their laptop. So this post is so important for everyone that's in this situation or that is looking to quit their job and start working remotely. So before I get started, can you please share this podcast with someone that you know may have been struggling with being productive when working at home? You guys know it's not easy, so this post will definitely help them out. All right, point number one is to wake up early and have a solid morning routine. Now, the wake up early part is not necessary 100%, Game Changers. I mean, I do like to wake up early in the morning. You probably heard about how important it is to be up before everyone else. But if this is not you as of yet, that's totally fine. You can start though with having a solid morning routine. Even if you want to wake up at 7:30, 7:35, 8 a.m., it doesn't matter. If you have a solid morning routine, you're going to be able to be more and more productive over time. Waking up early will happen, but the most important thing is that you start that habit the day before. The day before, meaning you want to first off write down all your to-do lists for the day after. You want to write that down the day before. And second of all, you want to go to bed earlier the day before so that by the time the 6:30 alarm clock goes off, you're not dead. You can wake up and do what you need to do. Point number two is to get dressed regardless of what you have to do at home. All right, Game Changers, it's hard. I know I have a digital marketing agency and most days I spend them sitting and reviewing my clients' digital ads. That means that I could literally be in my pajamas sitting on the couch all day doing my work that way, but I choose not to. And the reason why that's important is because when you're dressed, like as if you were going out of the house, it triggers your mind to think differently. You're not thinking about having a cozy morning or afternoon at home. You're thinking about getting work done. And that's the most important thing. Working from home is hard. We talked about this in the past because you don't have validation and you don't have someone telling you what to do or what not to do. So it's important that you tell your brain, your mind, what state you're in. And getting dressed is definitely a very important cue. Point number three, you designate an area to do your focused work. Game Changers, it doesn't matter how small your house is. I've lived in one bedroom apartments or even bachelor apartments, really, where you eat and you sleep in the same room, basically. But it doesn't matter as long as you have a corner in your unit, in your apartment, where you can do focused work. Again, this is all about setting clear cues for your mind. And you tell yourself, every single time that I sit at that desk in that corner with that light on, I am going to work for at least a couple of hours without any interruptions. This is so important. This is the same reason why you have to get dressed in the morning. This is the same reason why a lot of people take their phone and literally hide the phone under the couch cushions. Because once you set yourself up for success, for focused work, it's going to be very hard for you to slack. And this entire post is about avoiding slacking when working from home. Point number four, you want to get out of the house every single day after you're done working. Game Changers, this is even more important than anything else. And the reason why I say that is because it's very hard for you to define work time from leisure time when you work at home. So if you work all day and then you stop working and you sit in the same spot and you walk around in the same rooms where you were in while you were working, you're going to create this kind of tunnel where you're never getting out. And the first couple of days, it's going to feel like you're doing a lot of work. Say, hey, listen, I had an amazing day. I did everything that I needed to do. But the problem is that after 2-3 days, days will turn into weeks and it's going to become a big blur. And you don't want that to happen, game changers, because you want to be able to really tell the difference between one day and the other. Every day is going to have a different focus. So if you finish an amazing day working on one project, get out, meet people, go for a walk, go for a run. I mean, there's so many things that you can do outside of your home so that by the time you get home at night to have dinner or go to sleep, when you wake up the day after, you know that there was a clear division between what you've done yesterday and what you've done today. And that's always going to reset your mind and will put you in a much better place. All right, so I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you have any questions, you know where to find me on Instagram at De Niro B, DeNiroB. I answer all my followers' questions there. So please head over there and let's start chatting. Until next time, up your game.